Gonna send some toys, gonna help them out. It takes you, it takes me, but this Christmas it will be for the kids. No matter where they're from, they're gonna have a gift on Christmas morn. From Mountain to Doreen, yes, this Christmas it will be for the kids.
This Christmas, we're banding together. We can do this, Melbourne. We are making sure no kids go without Christmas presents this Christmas. And to give you an insight into how tough things have been, and you know that listening, everyone has done it tough on some level. Some have been far more fortunate than others, but we know people have lost jobs, people have lost shifts, people have lost relationships, going down to single incomes, and Christmas time is approaching 4 weeks out, and we know lots of parents are really stressed about this and they don't want to let their kids down, and you're not to feel bad about that. Right. And we've spoken to a couple of mums this week who have felt a bit embarrassed by that, but you mustn't. This is what we're here for. And here at the Fox, we want to make sure you can reach out to us 131060 if you are in trouble. And we're working on this with Anglicare Victoria.
They do
a phenomenal job. And to explain that, even through the pandemic, Anglicare Victoria have supported more than 30,000 kids and families in need. And the demand for emergency relief support through the pandemic more than doubled over the past 12 months through Melbourne. And each Christmas, Anglicare Victoria help at least 3,000 vulnerable clients and support them with gifts, and they do a phenomenal job. But you can imagine, that's just a normal Christmas. This Christmas is going to be one of the toughest based on all the lockdowns that we've been in over the last couple of years. And we're now joined by Michaela from Berwick. Hi, Michaela.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Michaela, thank you for joining us because you've got an incredible story, it's important to hear firsthand how tough things can be. Because Michaela, we know you had a great job, you had amazing Christmases, and then you had an accident that led you to breaking your neck. Living through all that pain, and you obviously couldn't work anymore. Yeah. And then you became homeless on Christmas Eve. Can you talk us through how tough things have been for you in the last few years?
Yeah, well, I've worked since I was 14 and 9 months up until 4 years ago. I absolutely loved working. I thought I'd go mentally if I ever stopped, actually. And was actually on annual leave. I've been a very adventurous, hands-on mum, and that's just me, my personality. And we were out doing a Ninja Warrior-type course, and I was about 4 metres in the air, fell backwards, upside down, and I heard the snap and chin to chest. I broke my neck. There was lots of damage done in there, and I wasn't able to go back to work, and I, kept hoping it would get better, just like any other injury. At first, I thought I'd jarred my neck, and I didn't act on it. I didn't even go straight to hospital. I was more embarrassed that I was around kids and people that I was spending the day with, and I was in that much pain.
I was.
So eventually I went to the hospital, and a lot of damage was done to my neck, and I kept hoping I'd be all right to go back to work, but it just kept pushing out and pushing out. And as I was unable to return, the funds got low, and for the first time ever, and it took a lot, I just heard you talk before, to swallow your pride, and no one actually likes asking for help, so it took a lot for me to ask for help. No one enjoys asking at first. But once you do, you realise it's not just about the money. People are there working because they actually care and understand the predicament that you're in, and you feel less ashamed for going to them. So that was a really big thing. And then fast forward many, many hospital appointments, and I'm still doing it now, and the injury's gotten a lot worse. It's gone down my thoracic spine now. But
Michaela, so on Christmas Eve, how did you become homeless?
So I'd moved in with a new partner, and I didn't know another side to him because he worked afternoon shifts, and another side came out, and he locked me and my children out on Christmas Eve, and all the presents I'd bought for them and my children were inside, and they even opened their presents, I later seen, and my kids didn't have any of their presents on Christmas, and we went into refuge, and we only got our own place about, you know, like earlier this year, end of last year. So we've got a $10 Christmas tree from Vinny's last year, and, you know, didn't even care. The fact that we had a roof over our head again, and, you know, it was a place that we were safe and we're out of the system and we could restart again. Just that what is what, and we had each other is what meant everything.
It does. And Michaela, I mean, you sound like a beautiful mum and you love your kids and you've got your kids. And living through what you've lived through, you know how important that is, just that bond on Christmas. But I imagine having some presents for the kids. And we know what we love about Anglicare too, obviously they're there for financial support and, but also they want to see the smiles on your kids' faces and make life better. And what we love too is, and think about this, if you are donating, it's not just here's some money. They find out what your kids want for Christmas and then they go out with the shopping list and make sure they get what they want.
Yeah, it's so personable. And, I mean, there's more support than that. I mean, I've been hounded with bills that I shouldn't have to pay, and I've been receiving Anglicare support in that sense, not with funds, but just not having, like, just wanting to move on to other things and spend time with my kids and, you know, my son's going to high school, that sort of thing. And being hounded by bills that you shouldn't have to pay, I've got their financial counsellor support from the start of the year, and he's been so awesome and just helping take that load off, and it means the world.
So, Michaela, they've even got people there at Anglicare that's worked to give you a buffer so you've got time, you know, to get everything back together again and start fresh?
Yeah, correct, yeah. I've had lots of help from James down there, many emails, many phone calls. Yeah, he's been great. He's been awesome.
Big J-bomb.
Well, thank you, Michaela, for sharing your story, and we really appreciate that because you don't know how powerful that is, Michaela. There would be lots of other parents listening to you right now that don't want to ask for help, but there is no shame in it. It's been such a tough time and you must reach out, and Anglicare are there to support families who are doing it
tough. I think that's important that you do say that too, Fee, because when you do donate to some charities, you don't know where the money goes. And as you just said, 100% goes to Anglicare. They get the presents, and obviously they help as well with Michaela outside of giving presents. They help with bills and they do everything. So you actually 100% know where the money's going, which is amazing
to
know.
And it's very personal. Yeah. It's really personal. Michaela, thank you so much for sharing that. We really appreciate it. We hope you have a wonderful Christmas with your kids.
And I just want to thank you for breaking the stigma and sharing people's stories and having a chat. That means a lot.
Well, you are
have a good Christmas,
sensational job, Michaela. You're a beautiful person.
And a weapon.
Yes.
What a weapon, Michaela.
And this is lovely. We've got Anne Therese on the line. Hi, Anne Therese.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Thank you, Anne Therese. Did you, you were ringing. We've put you on. We're not sure why.
We want to donate to families like Michaela's.
Oh,
yeah.
And Therese, that's so lovely. And your kids, have you got kids there that want to donate?
Yeah, they're all donating $100 each.
Oh, Levi, Zara and Charlie.
Thank you.
Oh, Levi, Zara and Charlie, that is a wonderful thing to do. And we've said that, we'll say it again, the kids who are donating so other kids get presents is just such a beautiful thing. So, Anne Therese, we really appreciate that. That's so generous.
I think it's pretty important for the kids to hear this as well, because we're, you know, the kids are in the car, my kids are hearing it, because my kids, we're fortunate enough to, they get presents at Christmas, but for them to hear that some kids may not be getting presents, like that hits home to them and they're like, wow, it's, you know, families do struggle. And I think that, you know, this is your idea, Boxy, and it really does touch the heart, and a lot of people ring up. And for, you know, young kids to be donating, even $10. So this is my pocket money. I want to donate $10. It's so powerful. And to Michaela to share her story, I think it's just a huge thing that we're doing. And
it is. And it's Melbourne.
You did it, bro.
No, it's Melbourne getting behind other Melburnians, because it takes a tribe.
Man.
No one's an island. We're all in this together. So Michaela and any other parents out there that are doing it tough, you can either call now 131060 and we'll help look after you. And a big thank you to Anglicare Victoria, who really look after these families with emergency relief and financial help. Thank you. We've got $68,300 donated so far. We're going for 100 grand. We can do this, Melbourne.
Absolutely, we can. And if you are touched by stories like Michaela and you know that this money can go directly to these causes, fox.com.au, get around and support the kids in Melbourne.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
We're doing it for the kids, and Christmas is a time that kids look forward to, and we know that a lot of families are doing it tough and a lot of parents struggling to get money together for Christmas presents. And we've spoken to a few parents already this week who have said they've had to sit the kids down and just measure their expectations for Christmas. And it's not right. And we want to band together. And Melbourne, we are a community. It does take a tribe. And we are a tribe. And we are going to look after everyone's kids and make sure that no kids go without presents this Christmas. So we're loving the donations and every little bit's helping. And we know that everybody's budgets have been obviously tightened. So even giving a little bit is so generous. And we thank everybody for their amazing support. We now have over $62,000.
And good effort, aiming, Melbourne, isn't it?
We want to get this to a $100,000. And just on that, there may be people listening right now who are struggling, and we did want to say 131060. Feel free to call now if you want to and you realise you're in this situation where you can't afford presents for your kids, because we are working with the phenomenal team at Anglicare.
Yeah,
and
a great job.
They are doing such a good job. And the other thing that we want to point out is this isn't just about giving people money. The wonderful people at Anglicare, they actually get Christmas lists. They find out what kids want.
Yeah. They've got spreadsheets.
Spreadsheets, and they make sure that kids... And there's also a lot of teenagers involved in this, because I think they can be the forgotten ones who maybe don't get presents. So we're making sure everyone gets these presents. And people are leaving some wonderful messages. You don't have to, by the way. It's just a donation is beyond generous. But there's some beautiful messages here. Connie from Vermont South, she donated $50 and said, thank you, Connie. She said, my girls are all grown up now, but I loved it when they were little and I miss those days. So I hope my little donation makes a difference to a child on Christmas Day. And that is a beautiful thing, Connie, just paying it forward, knowing what this means. Catherine in Mount Duneed, she wrote the message, we're in this together. You're so right, Catherine. And Kate from Beau Morris, she's donated $100, so generous. And she said, this is such a great cause. I lost my job last year, but I'm now employed, so I want to help another family out.
Well done.
And that's it, isn't it? Like, so many people lost jobs, lost work, lost hours. And I know that so many people are catching up. So we're here to help. Some gorgeous kids from Point Cook. Paula, your kids, Noah, Joshua and Gabriella donated $50. And there's just it's hundreds more.
Endless.
I could go through it. And we're happy to keep recognising people who are donating. Thank you so much. We've got Kane in Moorabbin. Hi, Kane.
Hey, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Kane. Are you ringing? You'd like to donate?
Yeah. We're just a mechanical, family-owned mechanical business in Moorabbin, and sort of like to reach out and help out a few kids if we can. We've got kids of our own, and it's pretty heartbreaking to think that some will be going without. So I'd like to avoid that for some, and put $1,000.
Well done, Kane. That's so. Now, Kane, you haven't even offered, but can we please give your company a plug?
As I said, it's Ian Rose Motors in Moorabbin. And we're an automotive workshop, but it's more about helping out the kids and that side of things. So it'd be pretty devastating to
Bayside boxing.
Great. That's a wonderful thing, Kane. Thank you so much. So generous of you. We really appreciate that. And Alicia's in Piercedale. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Fifi.
Hey, Alicia. Are you ringing with a donation?
I am. I'm ringing on behalf of my two children who would like to donate $500 each.
Whoa. What? No way, $500 each?
Yeah.
What are your kids' names?
They're Zane, he's 12, and Kaylee's 9.
Zane.
What do they do for a job?
Hi,
kids.
Zane. Hi, Kaylee. That is so generous of you guys.
I want to know this cashed up tooth fairy out in Piercedale. Just slipping unties under there.
Their dad's a jockey, and he won the Ballarat Cup on the weekend, so they're taking dad's prize money.
And I love that Dad's not involved in this phone call.
Dad doesn't know anything about it, but that's okay. We're doing it for the kids.
And beautiful messaging, and well done, Alicia. Great mum work. That is so good.
Who's the dad?
Dad.
Oh, it's Tim.
Luke Nolan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great ride too.
Oh, just smashed it.
Don't you worry about that.
Turned into doing it for Fev.
He was on like Donkey Kong. I was supposed to go to the Ballarat Cup, and I watched that race, and I had him in my quaddie. So,
did you?
Yes.
Did you get the quaddie?
No, I didn't. I missed the last leg, as always, but that's all right. Well, well done, kids.
Yeah, that's so gorgeous, Zane and Kaylee and Alicia. And
well done to Lukey
Nolan.
Thank
you for your donation.
Maybe he can ring up as well.
Yes. Fifi, Fev and Nick. And we also are acknowledging how tough it's been, and a lot of parents have really struggled over the last couple of years. Work, lack of work, belts being tight and bills not being paid, and just knowing that Christmas is coming can be so disheartening for kids. And we don't want them to know. Do you know what I mean? We're adults. We know that the pandemic's really hit us hard and these lockdowns have been difficult, but kids don't need to know, particularly at Christmas time. So head to fox.com.au, donate anything, small amounts. And what's beautiful about this is it's bringing a lot of kids out to say they'd like to donate. And we've got Esperanda from Hoppers Crossing.
Beautiful.
Hi, Esperanda.
Hi.
Esperanda, you're seven. That name is absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
What do your parents shorten it? What do you get called? Espy?
I don't really know, actually. Okay.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, now, Esperanda, have you called to donate some money?
Yes.
Oh, that's so thoughtful of you, Esperanda. How much are you going to put in?
$10.
Wow, that's huge. That is so thoughtful and generous, Esperanda. And, you know, to be as young as you are and to know the act of giving and how selfless that is, your parents should be so proud of you.
Hoppers Crossing Spirit, 3029.
I'm very proud.
Oh, she's gorgeous. Well, Esperanda, that is beautiful. Thank you so much. You're making a difference to other kids this Christmas.
Thank you.
Oh, beautiful.
Your voice got a little bit deeper then, didn't it?
What? Mine?
Was that Esperanda the whole time, or did someone else jump on?
Someone just, I think it might have been Mum.
I'm seven.
Julie in Ballarat. Hi, Julie.
Oh, morning. Fifi, Bev, and Nick.
Sorry. Yes, you did it.
Stuff my name up to.
You're here to donate.
As long as you remember Fifi, that's the main thing, Julie.
Really shaky start. Come on, Julie.
Yeah, I'm just a bit nervous.
We're easily forgotten. That's okay.
Thank you. So we're wanting to donate, please, because we've been listening to you every morning on our travels in, because I work in Point Cook, but we live in Ballarat, and we know what a wonderful job, you know, you're all doing, and I'm getting really emotional, but I'm a mum and a teacher, so I've seen firsthand the effect that COVID's had on a lot of families that haven't been able to work and support their families. So we're more than happy to donate $100, please.
Oh, Julie.
Oh,
that is a beautiful gesture. You've got me too in that. It is something about knowing, and you look around you. Julie, yesterday we spoke to a mum who said she's already told her kids they probably won't get presents, and that is just heartbreaking. And the act of giving is such a beautiful thing, Julie. We thank you for that. That's an amazing $100. That's so generous, Julie.
Oh, we thank you, because this is just a beautiful initiative. And it's something that I think perhaps we could all get behind every year. So, yeah, because, you know, if everybody just gives a little bit, it makes a huge difference.
Huge.
Yeah. You're right, Jules. Fifi, Marty and Brownie love the fact that you listen to our show. Thank you.
Julie, that is $100. Jeez, so generous. And I've got to tell you, we're at $55,000, and that's mainly from small donations. And we've said this before and we'll say it again. Melbourne has such a big heart, and I love the way we all get around everybody else. We've got everyone's back in this. Fifi, Fev and Nick. We're thinking of kids this Christmas, particularly after a really tough few years, and we as adults know that, and a lot of parents and families around Melbourne have really been struck down financially by lockdowns and this crisis. And the tough conversations that would be happening right now with kids, you know, look, Christmas might look a bit different this year. It might be, you know, mum or dad can't necessarily get access to funds, because it's hard enough trying to catch up on money that you haven't been getting in. And we want to really get behind this cause, and we'd love anybody who can afford to. And we're talking, you know, minimal donations, $5, whatever you've got to contribute, just so kids can get presents. And that's what we're really aiming to do. We've raised $53,000 already. Head to fox.com.au, click the donate here button, and just whatever you can give. And sometimes it's really powerful to hear firsthand these stories. And we know so many people listening can relate to this feeling of helplessness at the moment when you think, how am I going to find money for presents for kids? And we're joined now by Margaret. Margaret, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hi, guys.
Now, Margaret, you're a single parent. You're a single mum with five children, wow, ranging in ages from preschool to high school, and we know that you obviously lost shifts through COVID, but not only that, losing work, you're homeschooling kids. That must have been such a difficult time. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so I've got two teenagers. They're in year 10 and one's in year 9, and I've got a 9-year-old who's in primary school and a 5-year-old who's in prep.
Supermum.
Kindergarten, sorry. There's so many of them. and a 2-year-old as well. So, it's been really, really hard because, you know, so many changes that we had to make and, you know, try to improvise as well. Lockdown 3 was okay, but then, the last couple of lockdowns was just, it played with their mental state and just like, trying to motivate them as well to, just do the simple homeschooling
and Margaret, we know that you also obviously with homeschooling didn't have access to a laptop. So everything you could save had to go to get a laptop. And you've already had to sit the kids down and say Christmas is going to be a bit different this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I had to tell them that, look, the most important thing is that, like, we're healthy, and, my 5-year-old was just, like, rolling his eyes. But, it's just, just telling them that, like, this pandemic has, not only hit us really hard, but hit others as well. And I just, try to, it's hard.
I know, Margaret.
As a parent, raising all this money and be able to get some presents for the kids, what would that mean to your kids to have a couple of presents at Christmas?
Just to have a present, it's a blessing. It's a blessing for them. And I always say to them that one day when you guys grow older, you guys can, know the situation that we went through, that you guys can give back 10 times more, and that's the thing that, try to remind them and, just be thankful that, like I said, that we're healthy, that this year is not all about presents, but it's all about, we're together and, we're able to, enjoy Christmas next year.
I mean, Margaret, I admire you. You are an incredible inspiration to have gone through what you've gone through, not working through that pandemic, 5 children in the home, homeschooling, now in this situation where you're coming back from, and to have such a positive attitude. You're a beautiful mum, Margaret, and that is just, those kids are so lucky to have you, because that is, you could be really down in the dumps after everything you've been through, but you're staying stoic and keeping it together for those kids, and you should be really proud of yourself.
Thank you. Thanks.
And we you're a great example of the type of people we are in Melbourne, and we know there are other people struggling listening and have done it tough. And I know we've got to prep our kids for, things are a bit different and belts have been tightened, but if we can keep raising money and we're going for that target of $100,000, we can make sure that no kids have to miss out this Christmas.
Yeah, fox.com.au is the place to go. You can donate, help out families like Margaret's as well. It's a great thing to do. Margaret, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Margaret.
No, thank you. Thank you, guys.